Hi, this is Atmir with the top charting situations here on the Bulletin Board Heroes for 2020. Starting off with Anglo-African oil and gas, obviously a stock that's been pummeled in the recent past, but it looks as though we've got bullish divergence within a falling wedge formation. That would break at 0.9 pence. Above that, the shares could return to post-September resistance at 4 pence stop loss, obviously back below the 0.5 pence area at the moment. On to Metal Tiger, which is a stock which I've actually avoided for quite some time, but looks like the situation is finally cooked, at least on the technical basis. We had the break out of this triangle just about a couple of weeks ago, mid-December, around the 1.2 pence level. And while we're above that, looking for a target towards 1.8 pence, which would be a January resistance line projection on the daily chart. On to Pathfinder Minerals, another stock which I've been following for quite a while, waiting for the right moment. Turns out that turn of the year or the start of 2020 looks like it will be the right moment. To last session of the year saw the shares break out of this very tight falling wedge towards 1 pence, and at least while we're above the 1.1 pence level, which is the level of that the top of the wedge, looking for further upside. Ideally, back up to the 1.8 pence area, but obviously in between there's the 50-day moving average at 1.21 pence and the 200-day line at 1.58 pence. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for the 50-day line to break before going onto the long attack. But you can see here again a bullish divergence situation with a lower low for late December and a higher RSI trace. So that is looking quite encouraging. A stock which is not normally on the bulletin boards, but looks to be ready to turn around is Tanfield Group. Here we've got an extended, well, it's obviously a rather liquid situation, but extended falling wedge here. Needs to break, I suppose, the 4.5 pence level on a weekly close basis. Ideally, maybe the 200-day moving average at 5.27 pence. But at least while we're above that 50-day line at 3.58, one could say the recovery is in place already, and the initial target would be back towards 8 pence, which was mid-2019 resistance. Finishing off with United Oil and Gas, which I know a lot of people are willing for it to go up, but at least on a charting basis, looks like the worst is over. Here we've got the stock clinging to the 50-day moving average zone at 3.51 pence. Much higher support there, above 3 pence over the end of the last week, which is encouraging. And I suppose if you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for the 200-day line at 3.94 to break. But if we get that, the target here would be the top of a rising trend channel from October last year, as high as 5.5 pence. That's it from me today.